Hello, Peaceful Prophets Nation. Chanel here with an exciting client spotlight episode for you today. So today we're talking to our client, Natalie Hill. Natalie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Chanel.
Yeah, we're excited to have you and to dive in and learn about your business. So Natalie created her first website in 2007 while taking a class about how to share your wisdom with the world. With that class, she discovered a hidden dream. That dream was to share her passion and expertise online, help people all over the world, work from anywhere, and earn as much money as she wanted. And Natalie says, "Using my sense of adventure and my 20 years experience as a classroom teacher, I quickly began offering online courses, then teaching others how to turn their own skills, wisdom, and expertise into online courses. I've launched dozens of my own online courses and helped thousands of students launch their own. When I'm not turning complex processes into simple step-by-step systems that are practical, fun, and engaging, I'm adventuring. I like hiking, hot yoga, painting, practical magic, changing my mind with what I call shadow dancing, sweating in a hot sauna, and exploring the world. Above all, I believe we all have incredible potential that's ours to discover and develop. Offering online courses gives us an opportunity to face and heal our fear of standing out so that we can give our gifts. And when we do that, we open ourselves up to a world of contribution, adventure, freedom, wealth, and lots of fun." Oh, I love it. Reading that just makes me want to grab a cup of tea. Herbal tea is what I drink, and come and sit with you and learn all about all of these things. And I wish we had longer to dive into all of them because they're so much fun. But obviously, for Peaceful Prophets, we are going to dive into the business side today. And you've been in business a long time, since 2007. So let's go back to the early days. What was your business like then?
Well, in 2007, I was working for myself, but it wasn't in any kind of an online business. I was a reading consultant. I was training teachers, and I had a private practice teaching older kids how to read. These were mostly kids with dyslexia, and they didn't know how to read. So that's what I was doing when I took this class of how to create a website, based on your passion, you write articles. Now they would call this a blog, but wasn't called that then. And then basically how to do SEO. So how you could get the pages discovered, seen, how they would show up basically on the first page of Google. And that's when I had the dream planted in me, but it wasn't clear at all. I didn't see myself creating online courses yet in any way until I took this fateful vacation to Costa Rica with a friend. We spent a whole month in Costa Rica, and I had rented this funky orange bicycle for $1 a day, and I was exploring every morning. And this one morning, it was like 5 days into the trip, I was on the beach walking barefoot in the sand with my funky orange bicycle propped up against a coconut palm. And I had this realization that I just felt like I was in bliss. And I thought, wow, this is the way my life is supposed to feel. And then as soon as I thought that, I realized, oh my gosh, I have hardly ever in my life felt this good. And I felt horrible. And then I made it even worse because the next two thoughts were, and now it's too late because you're too old. And so I had the good sense to turn around and head the other way back down the beach. And I thought, okay, if you keep thinking this way, you really are going to destroy your precious life because it's probably not going to last much longer. What do you want to think instead? And I said, well, I want to, first of all, I'm not too old. I will never be too old to live my precious life. And I'm going to find a way to do work that I love from anywhere in the world I want to live, working with people that I love helping and making as much money as I want to make. And this little voice on my shoulder, my right shoulder, said, I can still remember it, it said, "You don't have an effing clue how to do that." And I said, "You're right, I don't, but I will figure it out." And Chanel, I came home from that vacation. The next day I went to the hardware store and bought a for sale sign, which I put in my kitchen window. And really, that was the beginning of my adventure because I ended up selling and giving away everything I owned. I moved to Thailand, where I started my online business before I went because I hired my first business coach before I left everything. But that's where I started my business. And so I think the journey really started with that course that I took on how to create a website, but it continued. And of course, it's continuing to this day.
Yeah. Well, I love how this isn't just a business transformation, but a whole life transformation of what is possible for me. And I love this piece about not being too old, because it's something that we tell ourselves, that opportunity is, you know, it's too late for me. It's, I can't do that now. And it's an excuse. It's an excuse that we give ourselves. And so I love that you shot that down and you said, no, I'm moving forward with this.
Yeah. And that was like 15 years ago. So if I thought I was too old then, you know, but I just realized you're just never too old. It's only in your head. If you think you're too old for something, or you can't do something. It's not reality. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I love it. So you were in business for a while, traveling the world also, and then eventually you came here to Peaceful Profit. So you had been in business for a while at that point. What were you looking to change in your business that led you here?
Yeah. Well, you know, I started that business in 2010, and I had studied a lot of online marketing. I'm quite experienced and knowledgeable about online marketing. I've had some great teachers over the years. And so I had grown a list, and I had done video launches, and I had done challenges, and I had done telesummits, and I had done all of these things to grow my list, attract an audience, and to, you know, sell. But it was exhausting. It's just the whole launch cycle can be so exhausting. And I really felt like physically I was burnt out. I just didn't want to do it anymore. So when I saw Mike's One Book Millions book, and I actually listened to the audio version of it, I just realized this is it. I want to do this. This is exactly how I want to run my business, in a more calm, you know, relaxed way. And so at that time I was masterminding with Brenda Wallenberg, who is another Peaceful Profit student. And we've been masterminding together weekly for like 4 years. And we both bought the book. We didn't tell each other. We both bought the book off of a Facebook ad, and we were both reading it. And then, you know, in one of our masterminds, one of us mentioned it to each other. And so she wrote her book like, she's been about 2 months she wrote that book. I don't know how she did it, but it was so inspiring to me. And so I joined Peaceful Profits before she did. I joined Peaceful Profits because I realized, hey, it's not just the book. You've got to have a premium program. You've got to have, you know, you've got to have the whole thing going. And so we kind of did a little bit of leapfrog, but she was very inspiring to me. And then I just, you know, I just wanted the, I just kept holding the vision, the Peaceful Profits vision. And so I just worked through a program and kept doing the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And I that's so fun that you and Brenda had worked together previously and had masterminded. And it's always fun to have a friend to do these things with. So as far as the Peaceful Profits method, where are you at in your process of completing your book and running your Facebook ads funnel?
I'm very excited about this. So my book is finished. My book is finished. And there's a bunch of bonuses that come with the book. The one bonus that I haven't finished is I haven't recorded my book. I'm going to do an audio of it myself. But there's four products that go with the Facebook ads funnel, and I am finished with those four products. And I have just shot the last video that goes on one of the sales pages. And my graphic artist is finishing up some graphics to go on the sales pages, but it is like really close. Like, I've done this whole robust resources page. You know, I've done a ton to get it all ready. I have saved $10,000 to, I don't know how much money I will need for the Facebook ads until I start earning more than I'm spending, but I've got that set aside. So I'm ready to go.
Yes. Okay. That is so awesome. I'm excited for you that you've put all that together and that you are in this process and, you know, just those final pieces left to get going. So that's exciting, because what that really allows you to do, of course, is scale, is really ramp up what you've been doing. So let's talk a little bit more about your business. You help people create online courses. So talk to us a little bit about what you actually do, what your process is, and how you help clients.
Okay, awesome. So I have this, I call it an academy. It's called Wisdom to Wealth. And it's made up of three different online courses. So when people enroll in Wisdom to Wealth, they are in it for 7 months. And the three courses that they take, the first one is called Launch Your Pilot. And so this is what I've been teaching for many years, but every year I get better and better at simplifying it down to just the bare essentials that people need. And so to launch a pilot, you know, it's great because a pilot, it's like an experiment. Yeah. It's a small version of an online course. And so that's what they do first. And I have methods of attracting their first students, their pilot students, that are very easy, that don't require ads or social media or having an email list or having a following at all. And so that's the first thing. And then the second course, because once you've launched your pilot, now you're ready to do it again and do it bigger. And so the second course is called Attract Your Audience. Now you're ready to grow an email list or attract an audience, you know, so that you have more people available for your next online course. And then the third course is called Scale Your Business. And that's where now they go bigger. And so what I teach in Scale Your Business is to create what I call a legacy program. And so, like, for example, my student, Darlene, she launched her pilot and then she launched the same course, sort of bigger and better, like four times. And then she created a year-long course. She works with writers and she created her year-long course for writers. And she enrolled like 11 people at $2,500. And all of those people re-enrolled for the next year. And now she's enrolled four more at $3,000. And so this is the way I teach people to scale their business. And so that's what I'm doing.
Oh, that's so good. There's so many genius elements in your offer that I can hear right off the bat. This idea of quick wins, right? You have your people come in and just create something and get them out of their own way, because so often people are in their own way. I have this idea and I have this course, and I love that you have simplified it down to, it's just a pilot. We're going to make this simple. And the method of attracting their first students easily. That's genius. So do your clients see wins relatively quickly in your program?
Well, the goal is to finish launch your pilot within 90 days. So that's awesome. The goal. And so, I mean, my book is called Binge-Worthy. And so I make my courses to be binge-worthy. They're all gamified, which means they earn points and they have rewards. They have little rewards for completing each module, you know, within a certain time frame. And there's also a lot of community and connection built into all my courses, both in the online part, but also in all of my live calls. And so, you know, like I have a student right now, a new student who's already in module three. He won the prize for module one. He won the prize for module two. You know, he's just going for it. And a lot of the students that I get are people who are very frustrated because they've tried a bunch of different methods that are usually beyond where they are. They don't realize it because everybody's such a good marketer out there. And so they take something that advises them to do some method of client attraction that doesn't match their current level of business development. And it's really frustrating.
Yeah, that can be.
They spend a couple $1,000s or more, but it doesn't get them any business success, you know?
Right. Okay. So I love that there's making that gamified is such a good idea. And the title of your book, Binge Worthy, so fun. We'll be sure and talk about that. Now, this obviously we're seeing this program, you know, after it's been created and it's beautiful and it's flowing and it's wonderful. What challenges have you had along the way to create this, to get to where you are now?
You know, for me, course creation is the easiest thing because I was a teacher. I was like a teacher for 20 years. So it's really easy for me to create a course. The challenge for everybody who's in any kind of a business is attracting clients. This is always the challenge. How are you going to do it? And so with an online business, with online courses, for many people who come there, and for me too, you know, I came as a teacher. Like, how in the world do I do this? And so, you know, this is what led me to burnout, because I did three different telesummits. If people don't know that, you know, what they are, it's like an interview series where I interviewed a bunch of people, and you grow your list because the people who you interview, they mail for you. And so they're not as common now as they used to be. Now people are more podcasting, you know, but they're still doing those things. So the challenges for me were, you know, growing an audience and finding an audience. So what I did is I partnered with a man who had been one of my mentors, and then we became business partners and friends, and we collaborated for about 5 years. And this was great because I did most of the work. I mean, he's a pro at this stuff, but I did most of the work. I did all the admin, but he had a list. My list was like 5,000 or something. His was more like 30,000. And so he sent me a lot of clients, and that was a great partnership. But when it ended, when we decided to, you know, do our own thing and quit partnering, I had to figure out, well, how am I going to attract people on my own? And it was interesting, Chanel, because I thought that my list was burnt out, or I thought that everybody who wanted to work with me in my list had done it. But just in the last 2 months, I have enrolled 8 people in my Wisdom to Wealth course from my list.
Yeah. So what made you think that they were burnt out and that they were, you know, tapped out? And what's the difference? Why did they end up enrolling and coming to work with you?
I think I believed what some people had said, that your list gets cold after a while. And if people don't work with you in like the first year, they never will. Or, you know, I believed things that people had said, but also I was like looking at my open rates and seeing that, you know, my list was shrinking because I wasn't doing anything to grow it. And people, you know, there's always going to be people who are unsubscribing, and probably because I didn't know anything new to do. I didn't know of any other methods, and I didn't want to use the old methods. But like right now, I'm running a challenge. I'm in the middle of a 5-day challenge, but the last 3 challenges I did were all 5 days in a row, which is exhausting. Yeah. I'm doing a 5-day challenge, but it's spread out over 3 weeks. So we do one day, and then there's a few days off and another day, and it's fully gamified because, you know, now that I've written this book on how to gamify your online course, and I've used the processes myself, I realized they just work amazingly well. Yeah. There's so much more engagement, you know? And so, so I'm having a blast, and it's not exhausting me.
Yeah. Well, what a great way to make it peaceful, to do a 5-day challenge over several weeks.
Exactly. So I just made it up. I just decided, okay, my teachers have all said you have to do it 5 days in a row. Does that have to be necessarily true? What if I can try something different? And so I am.
Awesome. I love that. So, okay, you've come a long way in your business. You've learned a lot of things along the way. What would you do differently knowing what you know now?
Oh, well, you know, that's like a 5-hour conversation right there, but let's just talk about what I did in with my book writing in Peaceful Profits, because I think that I had an identity problem. I think I couldn't see myself as an author. So Chanel, I started out like dictating my book into a Google Doc, and then I wouldn't even read it. I couldn't even, and it's going to be a mess, you know, text to type, what do they call it? Talk to text. It makes mistakes, a lot of them. And so then I hired a ghostwriter, and I didn't even read what she would write. And then I kept hiring people to kind of like do it for me. And at the same time, I was going to the book, I was going to Peaceful Profits book call every week, and Tina was helping me. And Tina was magnificent because Tina kept saying, you're doing great, keep going. But she also kept saying, I think your topic, because at that time, my book was about creating a premium program or a legacy program. And she kept saying, I think this gamification thing is what your book is about. And so finally, I heard her. You know, I was open enough to accept that maybe she had a better idea than I did. And so when I switched my book to being about gamification of online courses, then I got really charged up with energy. But I just kept hiring people along the way that I don't regret spending the money, but it wasn't until I finally started formatting the book that I actually read it. Now, you're going to think this is ridiculous. How could a person write a book and not read it? But you can, because, you know, I did. And when I finally started reading it, because I was getting formatted, and I realized I'm going to read this as an audiobook. If I don't read it now, for sure, I'm going to find errors when I read it, you know, in the audio, and I'm going to want to change them. And so finally, I have read it 3 times now, you know, and I have had several editors help me. And so what I would do differently is I would begin by writing it seriously, and I would edit, I would write, read, and edit right from the beginning. That's the thing that I would do differently, but I don't know if I could have, because just like I said, I think I had to evolve to see myself as an author, and I wasn't there in the beginning.
Yeah. I think that that's something that we don't even recognize a lot of times. It's hard to even recognize that that is the barrier. And so that's really a poignant, you know, deep insight there of why, of getting to the why, because, you know, people may struggle to get words on paper, or they may struggle to go back and edit. But the fact that you've honed in on it's an identity thing, it's seeing myself as an author is the big block there. That's a big deal. And I bet there are a lot of people right there with you who maybe haven't quite realized it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is in your business now? What is a recent business win that you've had?
Well, I think two things. One, like I said, I've enrolled 8 new people. I've welcomed 8 new people into Wisdom to Wealth in the last 2 months. And one of the big wins about that is the last two, one of them was one of my book reviewers. Like, I put it out to this group I'm in. I said, I'm writing this book. I would love to have some. I wrote it kind of humorously. I said, honest. And then I did a strike through by the word honest and said, raving, reviews, because I didn't really want feedback or criticism at that point. And so one of my newest students was one of my book reviewers. And she got to know me, like me, trust me, fall in love with me through reading my book, even though it was an earlier version with all kinds of errors and stuff. And so when we had the conversation about her joining Wisdom to Wealth, she was absolutely pre-sold. She came, you know, wanting to do it. She was like talking, proving to me that she was a good candidate. Yeah. And then the next one, although she hadn't read the book, she had watched my YouTube videos of me doing case study interviews with my students. And she mentioned their name. I want to do what she's doing. And I really liked her story. And so I realized, oh, this could be foreshadowing of how it's going to be when my book and funnel are out there and I'm meeting people who I've never met before, but they feel like they already know me because they read my book and they watched my videos. So
yeah. Oh, that's a fantastic win. Congratulations on all of it. The 8 people, but especially that part where people are coming to you, knowing you, knowing what you do, knowing that they want to work with you because of what you've put, the content that you've put out in your book, in your video. So that is amazing. We see that in Peaceful Profits, you know, people coming, having read the book and sold themselves. They're like, okay, I'm ready. You know, tell me what you offer because I am ready to go. I want to work here. I want to be here in Peaceful Profits and do my business this way. And so that's wonderful to see that that is working in your business. And you're just, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what you are going to be doing as you get this funnel out there.
You know, one of the people so I offered a free coaching call to everybody who reviewed my book for me. And so one of them, we had our call this week. And during the conversation, I was just helping her, you know, with her ideas for her course and stuff. And at one point she said, wait, you mean you have a course? You have a course that I could join? And you never told me about that? And I felt terrible because I didn't want to add these book reviewers to my list. It felt too like, oh, I'm trying to get their business, you know? But I realized, you know what? I was doing them a disservice because I didn't ask them, would you like to be on my list? And so she's joined my challenge. She's all excited. So it's like, oh boy, this is going to happen.
That's awesome. That's so good. And it speaks to the point that we need to let people know what we have and not be shy in sharing that. So what is next for your business?
Well, next, you know, within the next month, maybe even 3 weeks or so, my Facebook ads are going to be going out. And so, you know, we have been getting ready, my team and I, for months of how are we going to handle it when there are more people. And, you know, with my virtual assistant getting everything that we can automated and all of that. So I'm just excited. It feels like I'm ready. I mean, you know, the unexpected can always happen, but I'm just excited for that.
I
And
love
also,
it.
I'm excited because at the end of this challenge, you know, I'll be offering people the opportunity to join Wisdom to Wealth before the book goes live. And you know, I'm not attached to, well, I probably am attached, but you know, like I hope some people join from the challenge, but it's so super fun. And I know that I can use these trainings that I've created in other ways, you know, as gifts to people and stuff.
Yeah. Yes, it's wonderful. You have so many different avenues and different things, it sounds like, working in your business. So, what advice would you share with others that are, not quite as far along on the process, on the journey as you?
Well, can I address specifically people who want to join Peace for Profits or people who have?
Sure, yes.
Okay. Well, the trainings are top-notch. They are really well done, and it may feel overwhelming. So I would advise anybody who joins Peaceful Profits to just go one step at a time, but always implement as you're going. Like, don't do the thing where you listen to 15 videos and then you say, oh, I'm going to go back and do it. No. Watch the video, do the task. Watch the video, do the task. And I recommend that you carve out like 30 minutes to an hour a day, or, you know, half a day on Saturday or something like that, so you really are going regularly. And then trust the process. Like, don't try to second guess it and say, oh, I've had other coaching that has advised. Nope, just trust the process. Mike is brilliant, and the team that he's gathered to, you know, help him, they are brilliant. And then go to the live calls that relate to where you are. Like, you know, at one point I was going to the sales calls because I was learning how to do those phone sales. And then for months, 6 months or so, I went to the book call all the time. I've gone to the copy calls when I needed them. And I've gone to the Facebook calls, you know, just to learn a little bit about that. And so the training is there, it's robust. Just go step by step so that you don't get overwhelmed, you know, and then read your book as you're writing it. Oh,
Yeah.
but the main thing, I think this is one of the biggest things that helped me, and it was that I have been masterminding with another Peaceful Profit student who is as committed to her business success and to following the plan as I am. So, you know, at some point, Brenda also joined Peaceful Profits because at first she was just going to do everything from the book, which is great. You can learn a lot from the One Book Millions, and there's so much more, you know, in the Peaceful Profits program. So it has helped me a lot to know, like, we're masterminding today. We have our mastermind on Wednesday afternoon, and I'll share with her, you know, where I am and what's next, and get her suggestions and her advice. And we do that for each other. So I would really recommend that people who are new, that kind of look around in the Facebook group and on the calls, and find somebody who, they don't have to be in exactly the same place, but really, really helpful.
Yeah, that's fantastic advice, all of it. As a coach within Peaceful Profits, I will second that. Implement as you go. That's brilliant because we definitely see, some people have a tendency to just want to watch the videos. You feel like you're doing something, but until you implement, you're not actually doing it.
Yeah.
And masterminding is brilliant. I think that's something that we can really listen and learn from because one thing that I'll point out is to see both your and Brenda's success. You have both been successful in this arena. And I think that as you learn from each other, as you have someone to bounce ideas off of, a rising tide raises all ships or whatever
Yeah,
that
yeah, yeah.
saying is, but you grow together. And so that's beautiful that you have that. And I think that that's something we can definitely learn from. So that's fantastic advice.
Hey, if you want me and Brenda to do a little training on how to mastermind, we would love it. I'm
Oh,
sure
that's a great
her
idea. Yeah, because I'm sure there are pieces of it that you could teach us. So fantastic idea. I love it. Now, to wrap this episode up, how can our listeners find more about you and learn about your Wisdom to Wealth and other programs?
The easiest way is on my website, which is nataliehill.me. And you're reminding me that I need to get my book on there, and I need to get, you know, a way to have a conversation with me and all that. But that's my website. That's my one of my websites.
Okay, awesome. Natalie Hill. Me. Natalie, thank you for being with us today.
Chanel, you are welcome. And thank you for asking me. I know that I put you off for a long, long time because I didn't feel like I was ready. I didn't feel like I could talk to you until my book was launched. But I feel like, you know, it's great to talk to people at different points along the path. And maybe we'll talk again in a couple months.
All right, let's do it. I would love that. So thank you for being here. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will see you next time on the podcast. Bye-bye.